Havana Brown, Red One, Miss Worldwide, from Miami.
Your host, Danny Tolbert, fitness expert and wellness coach, episode one. Please subscribe to SoundCloud and iTunes. The best music and best hot topics. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Topic today is setting your weight training goals. Setting your weight training goals is the paramount to achieving your personal health and fitness results that you desire. I'm going to talk to you about two topics that's in the same subject, short-term and long-term goals. A lot of us have short-term goals. A lot of us have long-term goals. To achieve either one of them, you have to have this right state of mind to keep you focused. If you do not have the right state of mind and the positive mentality, you will be a failure. Then you will get fatter, you will get unhealthier, and you don't want this to happen. So to keep yourself motivated, you need to place a picture of yourself that you look like 15 or 20 years ago, or a celebrity, J-Lo, Beyonce, Dwayne Johnson as The Rock, anyone to keep you motivated. Place it on your refrigerator, your desk. You need this to keep yourself motivated. And I'm telling you guys, if you do this, you will achieve your goals. And I'm so happy for you guys tuning in, because you could have been elsewhere doing something else, but you've taken the time to tune in to this show. So I'm gladly honored to have you tune in and listen to my message. Now, I'm going to give you a few examples of short-term goals, and then I'm going to give you examples of long-term goals. So I'm going to give you a few examples of short-term goals. Doing sit-ups, 3 sets of 12. Those are short-term goals, and you're going to do that over the course of 1 week. Replacing 1 meal per day with salad for 1 month, or you can do 2 shakes, meal replacements if you with Visalis, and then have a nice, sensible meal without counting calories. If you'd like to know more information about that, you can call me at 407-900-4943. Now, over the course of the 1 week, you're going to go and do more cardio. A lot of people don't have endurance or stamina. So doing cardio and doing a 3 sets of 12 is going to help you get going. That's a short-term goal. Now, if you're in the fitness center at a gym, you want to also really focus on a full body exercise and do that twice a week. Okay? Twice a week. By doing this, this is getting your mind and your body prepared to do this. Because if you don't do this, then you're not going to be able to reach your goals. So it's nothing too hard or at all. So doing this is going to help you to reach your goals. Now, I'm going to give you some other exercises that's short term that will be able to help you as well. So remember, do the 3 sets of 12, okay? So these are certain exercises that you can do for your short-term goal. Flat straight bar bench press, single arm dumbbell rows, seated behind the neck military presses, standing barbell curls, tricep extensions, squats, dumbbell lunges, abdominal crunches, abdominal oblique twists, excuse me. Those are things that you can do that short-term goals to get yourself started. And again, guys, I really appreciate you guys tuning in, and I really love this. Now, long-term goals. This is the key here. Listen up. This is the long-term goal. If you want to lose 50 pounds in 8 months, that is a long-term goal. If you want to be able to flat bench, straight bar bench press 180 pounds within 1 year, that is a long-term goal. So if you are a buck 20 and you're trying to bench press 180, that is a long term. You need to really stick to a short term goal. Maybe do 80 pounds or 100 pounds on bench press. So here's another long term, increasing your measurement biceps to 14 inches in 6 months. That is a long term goal. If you would like to get more fitness exercises, please visit www.24corefit.com. Meanwhile, I'm about to send you on a commercial break. Thank you guys for coming back to the show. All right, your host, Danny Tolbert, fitness expert and wellness coach. We're going to get back on the subject about weight training goals. Now, second part of this show. There are certain reasons, actually there are several reasons why people don't reach their goals. And sometimes people like to use excuses why they can't work out. Well, I'm going to give you one story. I have a friend that likes to get on Facebook for about 30 minutes, right? So we already know that 30 minutes fly by very, very quick. So I told my friend, I say, if you're on the Facebook for over 30 minutes, you have missed a full body workout or an ab exercise class. So by saying that, you need to make sure you use your time wisely. If you are in a situation that you have bad health or you have weight goals or to build more muscle, you need to use your time wisely. If it's for business on Facebook, that's another thing. But guys, let's reach our goals. So if you're on the Facebook or Twitter, you whatever social media, 30 minutes is very precious. All right. Another keynote that I would like to talk about is simplifying your lifestyle with a better health. And a lot of people don't know what to do, where to go. So that's very, very important. Now, also another part of having a healthy lifestyle to help you with your weight training goals is being around people that is positive. Okay, I said being around people that's positive. So if you're hanging around people that's negative and gossiping all the time, you will not be able to achieve your goals because it takes a lot of you just to get up out of